today, and I'm pretty excited for this episode because I will be sharing with you a really fun game that you can play with your friends online during quarantine. And this is quite popular, so maybe you will know about this already, but this is just for the people who don't. But let's just get started. Codewords online game board has 25 randomly generated words. Red and blue are the two teams. Of the 25 words, 9 belong to the team randomly selected to go first and 8 belong to the other team. There are also 7 neutral words and a bomb word. The bomb will make you lose immediately when you choose it. Each team has a spy master that knows exactly which words belong to their team and the opposing team, which words are neutral and which is the bomb. The objective of the game is for the spy masters to send clues to their field operatives or the other players on their team who are trying to guess the words. To help them decode all of the team's words on their team without uncovering the bomb, the team that decodes all of their words first wins. If a team uncovers the bomb, the team who uncovered the bomb loses immediately, and the other team wins. To create a game, go to codewordsgame.com and make sure that you have selected Create Game. And then enter your name and make sure that you are doing your name, not the name of your room, in the first one. And then on the second one, do the name of your room. And then you can press Create Game. Of the room is the host of the game. The host is responsible for making the teams before the game starts and restarting the game if it finishes. If you join a game that has already been started, then go to codewordsgame.com again and make sure that you are selecting Join Game. And then enter your name, which has to be different from the other players in the room. And then on the bottom line, enter the room that you want to join. And then press Join Game. If you join a game, the host will need to assign teams. There are the red team, spectators, and the blue team. Spectators don't do anything. They just watch the game. Spy masters can always see which words belong to each of the above categories, which are red, blue, and neutral, and bomb. This is what the red spy master sees. For example, he could see ray as a red word, frown as a red word, blimp as a yellow word, and jam as a red word again. When it's the spy master's turn, they will send a clue using a form that is, the clue has to be a noun and a number between 0 and 9. The number will tell the field operatives or the other player on his or her team how many words they are supposed to choose that has to relate with the noun. The word portion of a clue must be either a single word or a proper noun, which can be longer than one word. It must not be two words, for example, fishing person, because that is not a proper noun and that is not able to do that. Field operatives can see all of the words on the game board, but can only see the categories for the words that have already been guessed. At the beginning of a round, when no words have been guessed yet, a field operative sees blank things. There are no color on them. When it's a field operative's turn, they need to use the clue given by the spy master to choose which words they want to choose. They should click on a word that does not have a color yet. Everyone can see the result of their guess, including the spy master. If the guess is correct, they can continue guessing. If they have more guesses remaining and they have not found all of their words yet, if their guess is wrong, the game keeps going with the opposing spy master's turn. Of course, if the field operatives uncover the bomb or the last word for either team, the game ends. The game ends when all of the team's words are discovered, which in that case the team wins, or the bomb is uncovered, in which that case the team that uncovered the bomb loses. And that's it for today's episode of the podcast, and I hope that this persuaded you to maybe try out code word games. And there are many other features, for example, chat, where you are able to chat with the other members of the whole players, except the Spy Masters can't use the chat, but definitely they can see it, but they can't post anything there. And there's also a Spy Master chat. If you are the Spy Master, you get to chat with the opposing Spy Master. You can also see leaderboards in your room. For example, if a person called ABC won 10 times and lost 2 times, then you would see win 10, lose 2, and then it would give you a percentage. And again, I hope that you will try this out because it's a really fun game. And if these instructions were too complicated, there is a learn how to play section in the instruction manual. I mean, in the beginning page of Code Words Game. And yeah, I'll see you in the next episode. Bye!